ABC Three Counties Radio.
So we're talking about over-prescribed medication. And it's fine for the doctors to say that, but I want the alternatives. Who have you got for me, Brent?
I've got a lady called Sejal Shah, and she's the owner of Healthy and Mind Therapies practice in Harbenden.
Sejal, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ronnie.
How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no, thank you for coming on. And Sejal, here's the thing. The doctor warned me for over-prescription of non-prescription drugs. You know, I'm talking about paracetamol and that kind of thing. Mm. Because it might mask something. If I try to get rid of the pain, it might mask the reason. That's a dangerous thing, isn't it?
I can understand what your doctor's saying. And I really sympathise with people who are in a lot of pain. You want a quick relief. You want to be able to get on with your day and your work. What my experience is that there are natural forms of pain relief that are very quick and effective, and they are getting to be known. People are talking about them. The one I work with is called Emotional Freedom Techniques. And if you were to go on the net, you'll find people sharing their knowledge about that. So there are very quick ways where you, within 5 minutes, 10 minutes, I've helped people with migraines, with muscular pain, toothache.
Yeah.
And it is providing that relief so that you can get on with your day. If something more serious is there, then you know, if the pain keeps recurring, you can go see your doctor and then you can do that more in-depth work.
I'll tell you what. Hey, Brendan.
Yeah?
Sejal, her voice is brilliant. Sejal, your voice is perfect for this.
Perfect radio voice.
You not just radio voice, but perfect for what you do. Your voice is very calming.
Oh, thank you.
You're like, wow, slightly hypnotic. Is it some form of hypnosis then that you do then, Sejal?
Not really. It's a form of acupressure. So think a bit like acupuncture, but without the needles.
Right.
And we use wording, and it's really to help people find more calmness in their life. So I guess the calm voice helps.
I'm fairly hyper. I'm a hyper person, and in a way, and this will sound weird. It might not sound weird to you, but I don't have time for pain. You know, I need to do things. I need to get on, and that's why I take the things like paracetamol and all that stuff, just to make sure I can carry on doing what I'm doing.
I completely understand, and I have so many clients who come to me saying that. And what I do, I teach them to do this for themselves. So I was working with a lady yesterday, public speaking fears, slightly different.
Right.
But I taught her what to do when she's in that situation. And within a couple of minutes, she can release that pain, that fear, and she's much calmer.
Wow. You're just calming me now. I better end this interview, Sejal, because I won't be able to go on. I've got the I'm doing the Singers in Need on Sunday for Children in Need. We're all singing at the Grove Theatre in Dunstable, and I was fine up just what you're talking about there. I was fine up until I realised there's 800 people going to turn up. Have you got a tip for stage fright?
Can you find the side of your hand that a martial artist would use to do a karate chop?
Okay.
It's
right.
The fleshy part.
Yeah.
Okay, when you are, before you're going to go on, just gently tap that. And that's discreet.
Yes, yes.
Nobody knows what you're doing.
Yeah.
And that's, in my experience, that calms people down.
Just that bit there, if I just do that, before yeah. I go on, and nobody will know I'm nervous.
Exactly.
Wow. That's fantastic. It's working already, Sejal.
Oh, good.
Wow. Hey, thanks for coming on, Sejal.
It was wonderful, thank you.
All right, I'm enjoying that. That was Sejal. Did you see Sejal? With the old nerves thing. Just do that bit there.